Hi, this is Cliff for the Picture Poems website in the Circle in the Square. I'm back down at my office in Happy Eagle Valley, Northeast Oregon, after, I guess it was about 27-day winter solstice trek and retreat. A lot of that time, my friends say, what are you doing up there? Well, a lot of that time you spend holed up because of winter storms. And that's impossible to say before one sets out this time of year in the high Wallawa, what the weather is going to bring. So you're just prepared and take it day by day as it comes. But sometimes you can spend, even weeks at a time just sitting out pretty fierce storms. Well, over the years of doing this, I've noticed that poetry and music, they're really just one movement, that have become my most intimate refuge, companion, beloved. It's hard to find the words. People who do know me in any situation, they always know that I'm doing poems. And so this, I guess it's kind of like a childlike metaphorical awareness, consciousness almost. It's like you actually live in that mode of awareness. You question altogether the sanity of normal Western culture, what I call the literal man, that a fact is just a fact and nothing more. But what I really wanted to share, and I'm just beating around the bush because it's new for me, in the commercial music world that I question altogether and really have no contact with, except trying to avoid it and fight against it, you would call this a demo. So, that's right, that I'm going to do a song for you. Well, in the music that world I come from, you don't do that, and you don't do songs. And I have absolutely no pretense that I'm a singer. But I do, things change, you know, that I do this more and more just for myself. And poems are many, many things, and we don't want to limit that. But one of the things that they are is a kind of protection. You can almost say bulletproof protection in a very hostile, violent, cultural world. So you wear them proudly in a way. In doing them, you feel yourself filled with a sparkling energy of hope and defiance, and perhaps even, in all humility, a kind of truth. Well, the song that I wanted to demonstrate is very simple, and it has three movements. An open chant, like a prelude, or we would say in our demo world, intro, and then a measured inner section. That's the main song that you could sing independently. And it has, yes, four verses in two sets. I tried to keep it right down to its granite, clear mountain quartz crystal essence. Four verses, and they're articulated by, refrain. It's a circular round that can also be sung as a canon. Then that, the third and final part, is like a whispered return of the beginning. So it's cycle within cycle within cycle. But the idea is to keep it totally open. Obviously, I would know how to write this down, but I don't want to write it down. The idea is that you pass on the essence of the crystal, and then you make it your own. By how, well, it's just a question of feeling and how you would be singing it or performing it. And the resonance of that moment, that's something that's very interesting. The resonance of that moment in that place. And if you were more mystically inclined, where does that resonance stop? Just with the earth, the moon, and stars? Or we don't know. What do we really tune to? You see, in the wilderness, that's a big question. What do you tune to? So I wanted to keep it open, and the poetry, well, it's there should be a word for it. It's music poetry or poetry music. They're done, they emerge together, and that is the folk music world. And that's a tradition I think we're losing, especially in classical music. And we've exploited it to the tilt, but you can only do that for one generation, with Stravinsky and Bartok, and to a certain extent Ives, and then it's gone. So we're losing our farmers out there working the land and singing, like I know in the Alps. So this is a song that you would sing while you're singing, working rather, in a special kind of work, I gotta say. Because the inner part, when it becomes metered, let's see, for people that don't think that way, how that you put it into a beat. The time signature, if you're in classical music, would be 12-8, but just four beats. Again, we're not trying to figure out how to write it down, because I don't want to limit it that way. Four beats, and each beat is subdivided in three, so bum, 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 bum. The tempo is very slow and open. But there is, even though it's a simple song, I would prefer, although that's, you could do it any way you wanted to, without what you call in folk music or popular music, chords, no chords. And that's because of the intentionally clear mountain quartz essence, simplicity, to deal with something horrendously complex. And the four verses could be added to and added to and added to. And maybe I'll do that, but I would leave that to other people who know what they want to say and pick it up and use it. So we have the beginning, middle, and end. Like every good poem, like every good song. And unmeasured, measured to unmeasured. Chant to simple song, back to perhaps a whispered chant. Now, it has a title, Towers of Truth. Well, that's a big subject, and so we're getting close to the content. The content, I'm looking very carefully to find the words. Passerby early in the morning. I'm looking very carefully to find the words. It's about what has come to be known as 9/11. September the 9th, 2001. Especially in New York City. And I've written about this and public about it, and you can find out how I perceive what happened that terrible day. That's at picture-poems.com/911. That's not a commercial, it's just if you're interested. This song will eventually make its way to that little mini website. And I refuse to use the normal language when people talk, you know, conspiracy theory. And in Dutch, you have an equally a complotdenken. It's absolute garbage language. Philosophy, don't forget, has nothing to do with a legacy and nothing to do, really, in my view, even with knowledge, but with a fierce spirit of questioning. Well, my view is that the world lost truth that day. And briefly, that everything we've been told is obviously, in my view, a lie. And everything in the world since that moment is a kind of false resonance which rings out from what I'm calling nowadays, defying the language, a discadia, that one bad thing leads to another. Like a polluted waterfall, just more bad and bad things. But obviously you gotta go to the source, which is what we don't want to do. So I resonate and think of instantly the great Thomas Jefferson. It's hammered right into that memorial. Upon the altars of God, I would say the altars of truth, upon the altars of God, I pledge undying hostility to any government restriction on the free minds of the people. It's beautiful, powerful language. It's timeless because it has a kind of truth resonance to it. Well, that's why 9/11 is probably the greatest lie of all time. That's my view. With horrendously terrible consequences. But it's really very simple, that you have to stand like the great Daniel Berrigan said, that you have to know where you stand and stand there. And like the great Stefan Hessel, may he rest in peace, he recently passed away, the great resistance fighter of Time for Outrage, you better have a poem or song with you when you're standing for truth. So this is how, imagine you're in a space and you would start out, you find your resonance of the space. So you don't think about what tone you're going to sing. You just find that resonance. And you, that's like a ground that you just start. You just get that going in the space. And there's going to be a choir singing along. And the person who sings is not me or you, but it's freedom. It's the spirit of freedom who's dead, that's singing the song. And there's also a choir that, in the metered part, that chants along, hums along, and that's a freedom choir in chains. So, like the traditional African-American chain gang, it hits the twos and fours. Like you're pounding the rocks. So that kind of sets the tone, like we say. And it starts with a very simple chant. They tell you the water is good when the water is bad. They tell you the food is good when the food is bad. You just let it die out. They tell you they kill only to defend when they stage the attacks themselves. Just sort of die out. Oh, my children, how much longer can Nemesis, you know, the god of goddess of retribution, or karma, cosmic truth, how much longer can Nemesis hold her breath? Ooh. That little rise that you can just improvise with that modality. And when it goes up to the highest tone, that's the light in the hands of the Statue of Liberty. So you can do that as long and as make that as baroque as you would wish. How much longer can Nemesis hold her breath? And then it goes up. Oh, oh. Again, no chords, just that ground with approximately that modality. And that can be repeated over and over and over again, but the measured part emerges from that very simple opening chant. And then it goes on with the first, refrain. Those towers of truth that rose to the skies came tumbling down before our eyes. So that's just echo time. The verses that you sing are in symmetry with sound and silence. 4, 5, 6 step phrases with that much silence. And the intervals of the fifth are just singing it out into the space. And because of that, you can sing it as a round. Those towers of truth. Then rose to the skies. Do you hear? And then it comes around with a refrain, a repeated phrase that's continuous. When the towers fell, I died. That's true singing in chains. And then in the background, and that should just be like a cluster that keeps on coming around and around, echoing phrases in and out of meter. So the third and fourth verses in the measured part. Just one day of hell, the devil didn't say. Those towers, they fell. And took our freedom away. We got endless war. Fight terror, they said. Till there's nobody more to count the dead. When the towers fell, so that can just go on and on depending on how many verses you want to make up. And then it comes around, and it should probably, all depending on the resonance, almost be like a whisper until we know it by heart. They tell you the water is good. When the water is bad, the most terrible loss of truth, they tell you the food is good. When the food is bad, they kill, tell you, they kill only to defend. When they stage the attacks ruthlessly, themselves. my children, how much longer can nemesis hold her breath? How much longer can nemesis hold her breath? Well, that's the basic crystal, so take it and do what you can with it. That's it for now. Signing off, this is Cliff. Ciao for now.